Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, I said it. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner. I'm going to throw in Oracle, but most importantly, a student, ongoing student, lifelong student. In fact, this thing called happiness, that's all I do, 24/7. I wake up, I go to sleep, and it's eat, drink, sleep, what, exercise, all of it, happiness. I've been teaching the Truth About Happiness classes for over 15 years, but the study has been going on for 45 years. I taught the Truth About Happiness classes in California, in Oregon, and now I'm in Nevada teaching the same, scratch the teaching, sharing the same information. I have a lot of new listeners, a lot of new followers, so forgive me, people that have been listening for a while. When I was younger, you remember making a wish when you blow out the candles on your birthday cake? I always wish for the same two things. I wanted to, number one, live to my potential. I had no idea what that meant. I had no vision. I had no direction. I just said, I want to live to my potential. And the second thing I asked for, I wished for, is I wanted to be happy. And just like most program people along the journey, that I thought that this happiness would be found in accomplishments, in doing, in finding Mr. Right, titles behind my name, lots of money in the bank, traveling, you name it. Well, I'm here to tell you that that has nothing, all of those, anything external has nothing to do with the happiness that I'm talking about. And let me be very clear, because some people don't even like the word happy. So let me be even clearer. When I talk about happiness, I'm talking about a personal vibration, a personal vibration of peace, a personal vibration, a personal energy of contentment. And you can feel it in your body when you feel aligned with the world, aligned with the universe, aligned with God, whatever term you want to use. One of the things that you're gonna, especially if you're new, words are just that. Energy is important. Energy is possible. Letters strung together, I wish they had power. But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to the explanation or the introduction. When I talk about happiness, I'm focusing on an energy of contentment, just for clarity. If you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and then press the number 1. And if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join the show. Of course, that doesn't mean I'm just joking. Terrible. And that's another thing. She jokes. She's a jokester. One of the things about this energy of contentment is to let go of that programmed behavior of thinking, believing that anything is serious or anything is important. I know the world teaches, the world programs, this is serious. But I'm here to tell you, shake off that energy. I'm not telling you not to take any action, but shake off that energy of this is serious. This is important. You'll find more peace that way. Back to the introduction. Let me define happiness. My definition, my personal definition, is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen, regardless of what isn't manifesting, regardless of what the world throws at me. Happiness is the ability to vibrate an energy of peace and contentment regardless of dot, dot, dot. But the good news is, the great news is, guess what? Like any other skill, and we all are skilled at something, I don't care if it's gardening or painting or a professional musician or an athlete, doctor, speaker, author, it's a practice. Writing is a practice. Speaking is a practice. Happiness is a practiced skill. Isn't that good news? I think it's great news. Happiness is a practiced skill. So just like any other skill, the more you commit to the practice, the better the results, the better your results. So the question to ask yourself is, how committed and how much do you prioritize this thing called happiness? One of my favorite quotes, it's from Abraham Hicks. It's from Esther Hicks, and it's, "You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey." You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. This happiness is about the energy along the journey, because sooner or later, I'm in the fourth quarter right now, the fourth quarter, and they've already played commercials. And if I am not feeling or vibrating an energy of contentment, an energy of satisfaction, an energy of peace, an energy of trust, an energy of surrendering in the moment, an energy of knowing that everything that is happening or does happen to me is there to serve me in a certain way, then what? And it is a constant reminder. So let me get back to prioritizing, making a commitment. And when I say prioritizing and making a commitment to this thing called happiness, I'm talking about wanting it, needing it, desiring it as much as the need to breathe. As much as that. The need to breathe. And that's who I am in a nutshell. But let me just get back to the first part of the practice. The first part of the practice is to gradually, with patience, with time, with commitment, is to eliminate the program behaviors, all of the program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. Well, what are those, Rebecca? What are those? Thank you for asking. The book that is going to be published, of course, I've been saying this for the last month or so, the book that's going to be out in hopefully a month or 2 months, never put any pressure on myself. Whatever time frame it's going to be published is going to be okay with me. There's no pressure. Got to have a deadline. Deadline by 2 weeks. And then, this is another one. I was reading a post, and a very, global guru, the statement was, we all procrastinate. Well, that is another program, we all procrastinate. Procrastination, I describe procrastination as, I'm just not inspired. It's just a lack of inspiration, because I can feel the difference when I'm inspired. I get a lot of things done, but if I'm not inspired, some may label it procrastination. I just label it lack of inspiration. How's that to lighten up your load? Back to the topic, or back to the introduction. So I said I'm up to 55 program behaviors that have been proven to subtract from happiness. And usually when I ask this question, do you worry? Everybody raises their hand. Yes, of course I worry. Of course. That's normal. No, it's not normal to worry. That's a program. You've been programmed. You learned how to worry. You didn't pop out of the womb knowing how to worry. So know that it's a program. And if you learned it, you can unlearn it. And there's only two reasons why people worry. Number one, they're programmed. And number two, lack of trust. Lack of trust. And you don't have to believe in God to trust. How about this? Trust that everything that has happened to you, past, was there to serve you in some way. When I say serve, is there as an opportunity, hurdles, challenges. All of it is there for you to have an opportunity to expand your perspective or grow. That's all challenges are, opportunities to gain more self-awareness, more consciousness, more growth. And with more growth, guess what happens? More peace, happiness, blah, blah, blah. In fact, I was talking to someone, and they were describing, well, this is who I am, this is what I do. They were making an assessment of who they are. And I'm here to tell you that if you are the same person that you are, that you have been in the last week, the last month, 6 months ago, is that growth? Growing feels uncomfortable. And I'm just speaking for myself. Very uncomfortable. But it's that being uncomfortable, that feeling, you know what I'm talking about. There is a silver lining to that. There is an opportunity to grow, and growth causes more awareness, more wisdom, more opportunities, more possibilities to make choices when you are in the moment, to choose either peace or drama. Oh, my ego loves the drama. And sometimes it wins, but I'll be damned if I don't know that it's winning. There's no guesswork here. I'm either following my universal voice or the voice of the ego that says, I need more from this moment. I'm not satisfied. This present moment is unfolding. It's an unwanted moment. No, thank you. Well, when you make a commitment that happiness, contentment, inner peace is number one, and I mean it in every cell of your body, not just in your head, but your cells crave it. Crave contentment. Then there's going to be some changes. And changes is sometimes change is slow. Sometimes change, scratch that, change takes patience. So the practice is having more patience with self. These are some of the few behaviors that will add to your happiness or your contentment level. You ready? I already said this one. Wanting, needing, or desiring to experience more happiness, more inner peace, more contentment along the journey. Prioritizing happiness more than any other want or desire. And that includes health. Oh, health is wealth. Oh, really? So you're healthy. What does that mean? And you're not happy? And you're not content? Practice living consciously by becoming more self-aware in all moments, choosing peace in all moments, practicing acceptance, acceptance of self. And then when you practice accepting self, guess what? Acceptance of others comes a lot easier. Not always. That acceptance of other people, especially those people that aren't like me. Ooh-wee, that's a good practice. Still working on it. And don't think that I have all of this mastered. I'm a student. Just like you, I've just been on this topic, this number one singular topic, for 45 years. Did she say 45 years? Yeah, that's what I heard. Is she crazy? 45 years? What? Yes, 45 years. Staying humble. Starving and humbling the ego. Letting my ego know, no ego, I'm not interested in your story. I'm not interested in your thoughts. Those are your thoughts. Those are your stories that, quite frankly, aren't even true. So the practice is practicing trust and letting go, releasing these people and knowing that they're doing the best that they can. Choosing your focus, choosing your perspective. All of these behaviors add to your contentment. Witness more. Witness the thoughts, witness the stories, as opposed to identifying with the stories and your thoughts. Celebrating your growth regularly. Being open to all types of possibilities. Being able to change. Being able to change. You know, I had a challenge. This is going to sound, I don't know how it's going to sound, but listen to this challenge that my ego is struggling with, and then we're going to get to today's topic, which is, ooh, I cannot wait for this. This topic of what does I support you really mean? You're going to need a seatbelt on that one. You may need a seatbelt. Triggers, buttons pushed, always happen, usually happen when listening to this show. And I'm used to it. I'm used to people getting triggered. I'm used to people getting angry. I'm used to the hate emails. I'm used to all of it because, number one, the other thing I practice is not taking anything what anyone says about me, making judgments about me personally, because it's not. Nothing you could say, nothing you could do is going to affect my energy. Absolutely nothing. And if I do feel different, or if my energy does have a shift, guess what? It has nothing to do with my stories. I will be damned if I attach a story to how I'm feeling as to why I'm feeling a certain way. And in fact, a few days ago, I was teaching the class, The Truth About Happiness, and it was a glorious class. It was high energy. We danced at the end of it. It was just on fire. And then half hour later, I come out to the car, and I have a ticket on my car. So the energy went from wee yay to grumble, 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 grumble. And then, if you know Rebecca Norrington's ego, because I separate them. I am not my ego. And this Rebecca Norrington, woo wee. She likes it her way. And it was a ticket. It was a parking ticket on a college campus. So I could call and ask you, brand new building, brand new facility. Can you please waive this ticket? Is that an option? Well, Rebecca, we waived the ticket a couple of semesters ago, and we're not going to waive it this time. What? But we're in a new facility, and I didn't realize that this wasn't a place to park. Other people were parking there. Oh, there was Rebecca Norrington who could come up with a lot of excuses. Valid excuses, too. That's another thing about the ego. Oh, it's justified. It's justified with this behavior, and it's justified with this anger and annoyance. And I'm just watching the ego just, ooh, on and on. And then of course, the icing on the cake is, which Rebecca Norrington, I'm sorry, I can't do anything about it. That I'm sorry? Well, take your sorries and put it in a sack, buddy. Thank you. The point is, from that ecstasy, that moment earlier, to this ticket and getting all involved, and then later on hearing some news that brought me to another state of elation, it's not about the stories. It's just time for me to feel all those different emotions. That's another practice. Practice not labeling your emotions. Just practice experiencing the emotions. Experience all of them without labels, without judgment, and without stories. That's a practice. And so I'm going to feel all kinds of ways because I'm human in this dimension. But the practice is to let go of labeling the story. That's a good one. Okay, back to the today's topic. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And here we go. Seatbelts. Has anyone ever said to you, or have you ever said to anyone, you have my support, or I support you? I know that that is that going around, that I support you. And it's not, I'm not doing this live. I mean, I'm not doing this on video yet. Oh, geez, not today. But if you could see me, my eyes are rolling around in my head. I support you. Well, I say, I have three words for that. When people tell me, well, I don't say it out loud, unless I know you really well and you're accepting of me. So I hear the I support you, I support you. Well, take your support and put it up and stick it. Let me back up a little bit. There is a difference between a star and a planet. There is a difference between the sun and the earth. And stars, suns, are self-contained energy. And planets and moons need, or needy, they need the sun. They need the what the sun provides to even survive. And so my challenge to you, my dear listener, is to be an energy that is self-contained. And this needing, I need support. And listen, just hear me out. I'm just offering another perspective. Because when I hear that, I support you. I heard that from my son yesterday. We do a live podcast every Saturday morning at 9:15 a.m. Pacific Standard. 9:15 every Saturday. It's live on YouTube. It's live on StreamYard, but it's live on YouTube. And it's called Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Plus more. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense. Pause. Plus more. And the topic came up, this topic came up prior to yesterday's show. And I'm going to really dig into it this morning, because yesterday I didn't have the ideas formulated. I know that topic, it's like a pea under the mattress. I can feel that there needs to be, for me, some more dissecting before I bring it out or I share it. So the dissecting was done yesterday and then this morning about what does I'm here to support you really mean? And seatbelts are required for this. I have never used that term, I'm here to support you. I've just never used it. Now, if you are in my, scratch that, because I was going to say, if you are in my circle, my very small circle, you can count it on four fingers. If you're in my circle, I am the type that if you need anything and I can do it, I am there. Oh, I wish I had three of me. Three, yes, it's great. I'm there if you need assistance. But everybody isn't like that. Some people, and let me just, because I'm not up here tooting my horn. I'm just saying that If you are in my circle, I got you. I got you. However, I do not expect, I do not have expectations of your behavior. And I'm not saying that I will, that I got you all the time. There may be times when I am just not inspired. I'm not inspired to support. I'm not inspired to assist. And if you are in my, and if you do claim to love me and accept me, and I'm not inspired to support, is that okay? I have to say, out of the four people that are in my small circle, yeah, that's okay with them. However I show up or don't show up, it's okay. So this is the question. As I hear it all the time, I'm here to support you. What does that mean? Does that mean that you're here to support me and then I have to support you? Does that mean that I have to support you even though I'm not inspired? Does that mean that you only support me if I'm behaving in a certain way, if I do something that you may be annoyed by or get irritated by, then you take your support away? It's the same kind of thing with love. I mean, you either this whole program of, which is a program statement, I'm here to support you, does that mean that you have to support me? I mean, does that mean that I have to support you? Are you giving your support unconditionally, or does your support come with strings attached? What if I told you I don't feel like supporting you? But what if I told you, but then one moment I would. What if I told you I can't guarantee how I'm going to feel in the future? Because that I support you is a statement based in future behavior. One of the things, two of the things that subtracts from happiness, and again, I'm talking about an energy of contentment, is living in the past or living in the future. And all of this, I'm here to support you, is all future. It's all future talk. It's all future. And with that comes with, I don't know about you, but I feel obligation and expectations. Obligation and expectations. So that statement of, I'm here to support you, I support you, this is my perspective, that's going to be a statement of fact. So let me speak for myself. Is inspired in the moment. The obligation and the expectation of someone in the future, I wouldn't want to put that pressure on anybody that I claim that I love. In fact, here we go. I have one son. Labeling him my son, my child, my son, that label comes with a lot of expectations. Because you are my son, that means I expect, and sometimes some parents obligate their children to help them. But I learned this the hard way. I learned this the hard way because my son is such a free spirit. Sometimes he's inspired to help or scratch the support. Sometimes he's inspired to help, and sometimes he's just not. Is that personal? Absolutely not. But the masses, the programmed moms and dads, because you're my son or you're my daughter, then you are supposed to behave in a certain way. That is heavy obligation, and I don't believe in putting that kind of pressure on somebody that I say that I love. Let me go back to another quick example. I have two best friends in California, and one of my best friends for a while when I was visiting actually said, that's a filler word. Stop with the filler words. Okay. Said to me, I visit back and forth a few times out of the year, several times, few to several. Few is five, several is seven. I would say a few times out of the year I visit California. And there was one particular time she said, you could stay at the house. They had a spare bedroom. Stay at the house. Well, the next time I visited, she also offered, stay at the house. Well, staying at the house saves money, saves time, and it is more homely. It feels more, the energy is different than a hotel. I mean, this whole energy thing, now I'm at this place where hotels have, and the bed of a hotel where millions of people have slept in the same bed, the energy is sometimes it's just whack, or even Airbnbs. Anyway, I digress. I mean, way off the track. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And I stayed probably four times over the last couple of years, four to five times. And then one time there was no offer, and I asked, may I stay? And she said no. She said no for whatever reason. But that has to be okay too. Does that mean she's not supporting me? Does that mean she doesn't love me? That she doesn't care about me? Absolutely not. And this thing, let's get back to I support you. What is that? What does that look like? And so if I'm saying that I support you, and I'm really trying to put a spotlight on all of this program stuff. Uh-oh, hold on a second. Let me get back in. Oh, I was just kicked out of this studio. Beep, 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 beep. Beep. Of course not. One more time. Yes? Okay, good. All right, there I am, back in the studio. Now, of course, I forgot my train of thought. So if you tell me I support or I want to support you, I was telling myself, what does that mean? They're just words. What is your behavior? And in fact, the behavior is everything. If somebody says, I want to support you or I will support you, but what if I act in a way that is not pleasing to them? Does that mean the support is going to get yanked away? And does that mean if you say you support me, that means I have to reciprocate and I have to support you? Can you take that support to the bank? Can you fry it up in a frying pan and have a meal? It's throwing me. It doesn't throw me off. What I want to do is put a spotlight on what does that mean, and I just don't make announcements like that. But what I've learned is just because I don't do it doesn't mean that anybody else can't. So if that I'm here to support you feels good for you, let me just be clear. If that I'm here to support you, it feels, if that's how you communicate and you're there to support, go for it. But if somebody tells me I'm here to support you, I'm looking sideways. I know by your actions. In fact, one person in my life that's grandfathered in, I just grandfathered in. This person has been on life support. This person has been, you know, sent miles away to Pluto and they found their way back. So I just gave up. The universe grandfathered them in, at least to this point. The person is grandfathered in. And they say, we're friends. We're friends. And I'm saying to myself, labels, words, what are your behaviors? And the behavior that I value more than anything, that's another statement, that's another bold statement. One of the behaviors that I value is acceptance. Acceptance of the way I talk, how I talk, right, you know, I'm one of those, I'm a boot camp, ex-boot camp instructor, so it's the delivery is a baseball bat right between the eyes. I'm not one of these people that the voice goes slow and how can I support you? I'm just not. It's just not who I am. And so the support comes for me. If you're saying you're supporting me, that means that, for me, that means that you're accepting me exactly the way I am. And today and tomorrow, you're not accepting me for one moment if you're happy with me. You accept me through all the challenges, and in fact, you only know a person when they're challenged. It's easy to be carefree and skipping through the tulips when the birds are singing and the sun is out. La, 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 la. No, who are you when you're challenged? And when you're challenged by me, because come on now, I'm like Don Rickles. For all you youngsters, look him up. You either love Don Rickles or you hate him. You either think he's funny or he's not. Same with Judge Judy. How did I get on Judge Judy? Anyway, let me look at my notes for this supporting. Supporting you, but what if I told you that I don't, thank you for your support, but I don't feel like supporting you? Would you take your support back? It's just, for me, it's just putting a spotlight on these words that are really meaningless or not. Let me look at my support notes and see what people, okay, this is what I wanted to say. So there are people in my life that I can count on, and you know what, honestly, I'm going to go all the way down from the 4 to 1. One person that I can count on 24/7, and even that person gets a pass. Because what if circumstances, job, health, am I a self-contained entity or am I a planet that needs the sun, that needs the energy, that needs something? And I'm here to say that the practice is to be self-contained. And don't think that you're by yourself. You have a relationship with God, the universe, source, higher power, all that there is, whatever you want to call it. So it's really, the practice is letting go of these people and standing and being solid with your relationship with the universe. The universe supports me 24/7, the minute I, in all moments. And the question becomes, is that enough? Is that enough? Is the universe supporting me enough? And I'm going to have to say, yes. The practice is, yes, the universe is enough. Again, when that I support you, it just feels so programming. I support you until I do something to annoy you. And that support you feels like an obligation and having expectations. And it's in the future. Okay, any questions? Any questions, any comments? The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. One of the things I heard this week, which was really, it was, I never heard this statement. This person was describing someone else, and they said, they're hostile to the truth. They're hostile to listening to, recognizing, acknowledging the truth. And when I talk about the truth, I'm not talking about, oh, my truth and your truth. I'm talking about, what do you find in the mirror? When I teach the Truth About Happiness classes, the first day of class, I give everyone a package. I give everyone a package, and there is something inside of the package. And I say that in this package is the answer to all of your problems, the answer to all of your solutions, all of your challenges for the rest of your life. And there's something in the box. Does anyone know what it is? The answer to all of your problems, your solutions to all of your challenges for the rest of your life. I met a youngster yesterday, 20 years old. 20 years old. I remember when I was 20. No, I don't. 20 years old, and this youngster, this young whippersnapper, had the answer. And the answer is, it's a mirror. The answer to all of the challenges, to all of the problems, to all of the hurdles can be found in the mirror. So you know who's in the mirror? You, universe, you, God, you, source. That's it. If there's anyone else in the mirror, guess what? You're looking in the wrong mirror. So let these people go. If you want to experience more contentment, it is that relationship that you have. It's building, practicing, committing to that relationship you have with Source. Or not. What percentage of the population can actually grow? There, I did actually get up another filler word. Actually, basically, that being said, like, right. Oh, this Toastmaster has such a hard time with everything. You know what I'm saying? Oh, don't even get me started. What percentage of the population do you think, believe, can change, can grow, can change, can be different? It's very, very small percentage. What's your guess? 60%? No. 50%? Show me proof. Less than, I don't want to say it. Strap on the seatbelt. I don't want to say it. 2%. 2% of the population. 2%. And I'm talking about active change. And one of the reasons I believe it's not the fault of the person, it's the fault of the programming that says it's normal to worry, the programming that says it's normal to complain, the programming that says it's normal to feel dissatisfied. All the world teaches this. The world sells dissatisfaction. It's normal to be dissatisfied. How are you going to be motivated to do anything if you're feeling satisfied? I'm talking about an internal satisfaction vibration. How about being impatient? It's normal to be impatient. No, that's another program. When I say 2%, I'm challenging you, and I'm going to give you a homework assignment that you can choose to do or not, that you can choose to practice or not. Practice, not rushing. practice having patience in the along this journey. Practice letting go of thinking that you know. Practice of letting go. This is another one. My ego thinks that it knows everything. Practice being okay with uncertainty. Practice having patience with all of the unfolding. Practice letting go of control or the illusion that you think you have control. I've already let go of this. I'm not controlling it. Thanks, universe. So whatever is on the path, thank you. Whatever is on the path, I can't stop it. I can't speed it up. I can't slow it down. If it's there, if it's written for me to experience, guess what? It's going to happen. So that's another thing. Let go of this program belief. And I know I get a lot of, this program of belief that you're blocking any energy, you're blocking your chakras, you're blocking your good, you're blocking your abundance. If something is supposed to be for you, you will receive whatever is there for you. You're not going to do anything to F it up. I like them apples. Back to this support. What does "I'm here to support you" even mean? What does that mean? What it means, what it feels like is obligation, expectations, and it also feels like I'm living in the future. That's not going to bring contented energy. You can try it. Anywho, so that's all of today's show, unless I have someone that wants to. I have a few people in the queue, but press the number one if you want to speak or come on the show. I have a few people in the queue and or on Wisdom. I'm about to sign off. Hold on. Okay. So the topic again was, I'm here to support you in Wisdom. You can use it, but I just know that that I'm here to support you, or I support you, to me it's just like, have a nice day. That's what I've got. Wrapping everything up. You're here to support me. Have a nice day. Actions, behavior. And then what if you don't feel? What if you're not inspired to support? Then what? Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. LinkedIn, my Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. My YouTube channel, I've got a few YouTube videos. My son and I, in fact, I received a note from one of those YouTube social marketers, and he said, your titles are too long. Mother and Son Making Sense Out of Nonsense, plus more. Yeah, that is a long title. I love it, though. That's the other thing. The numbers, I know there's a smart way to SEO, and I get all of that. But everybody that's going to be listening, or everyone that finds me is going to find me, whether the numbers are high or they're not. Anyway, my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. It was published in 2014. But the latest book, the one that's coming out in a month or two, it's called Programmed for Unhappiness, Exposing the Untold Truth. And in that book, I'm going to list all 55 program behaviors, 55 plus counting, plus more. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're conscious energy, having a human experience, always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient. and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment and accepting the moments, trusting that every moment, every experience is there to serve you. Life is an experience without the judgment. And remember, you cannot have a happy ending without him. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, global happiness specialist, inner peace practitioner, oracle, but most importantly, a student of the universe. And I promise you, happiness is a practiced skill. And the more you practice, the more you're committed, the more peace, the more contentment you will experience, you will find in every moment, and every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality. Spirituality.